Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Let's get started. Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk. Hi, my name is Ken Freeman, and here's what I have for you in today's show. Every week, we bring you three parts, page one, page two, and page three. Page one is the latest WordPress news, page two is our WordPress focus, and page three is my favorite part, and that's where we take your calls, take your questions, and we try to answer anything you have about WordPress. We try to fit this show into 30 minutes so that you can absorb it, that you can take it, you can share it with your friends, you can subscribe and be notified every time we do this. You can follow us over at twitter.com/awebstore.com. And today's show, of course, is sponsored by our primary websites that we want you to go to. Number one is site-keeper.com, because this is where we offer WordPress managed support. WPSiteMakers.com, where you can get great, engaging, award-winning website design. And of course, you can get your questions answered and asked over at WordPressHelpDesk.org. And we would love for you to also know about our special high-speed, lightning-fast WordPress-optimized hosting at hosting-master.com. If you have any questions, visit our sponsors. Let them know that you heard about them on Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, won't you subscribe while you're here? Tell your friends about WordPress Help Desk. And now let's get started on page one. In the news this week, we have a number of things to talk about. Number one is, again, the Revolution Slider, or the Rev Slider plugin on your WordPress site. This slider has already harmed over 100,000 WordPress websites due to the hackers getting into the back end and causing serious issues with your website. Rule of thumb, update this plugin immediately, or better yet, kill it and add a dependable slider like Meta Slider or Easy Slider. There's no sense in letting hackers get into your valuable WordPress. I wanted to also tell you about our sponsors' hosting of WordPress websites. We go through rigorous malware scans and tests to ensure that every site on our server is secure and safe. For instance, recently a known spammer broke into one of the sites that had been hacked over the use of that Rev Slider. And it's as if no matter what you do, the hacker gets back in and messes with your site over and over and over, trying to set up these remote mail sending pages. And this is where just one day, a couple of weeks ago, we watched our mail queue fill up with 197,000 spam mails. Of course, thank God we have the great support team that we have that caught it, shut it down, saved us from being called a spammer, and kept our server running so that all of our sites performed well. I must say that the robust, proactive work of our support team keeps these guys at bay, and you need that type of support for your site, and the sponsor that we have, Hosting-Master, is that source. So if you have a WordPress and you need it on a good host, go over to hosting-master.com. Well, I hope it hasn't happened to you, but if your site has been hacked, here's some recommended tool links that I think could help you. First is to check your site with sitecheck.security.net/results/www.loopdeloops.tv. The site check will go check for that particular Loop-de-Loops TV hack, and you'll find out if it's infected your site. Now, you can work through these other resources to learn about how to strengthen your website if it's been hacked. Codex.wordpress.org/FAQ_my_site_was_hacked. You can go over to wordpress.org/support/topic268083, #post-106-5779. You can go over to http://smackdown.blogs.com, 2008-06-24/how-2-completely-clean-your-hacked-wordpress-installation. That's smackdown.blogsblogsblogs.com is a great place to go to learn about cleaning up your WordPress. Now, over at autopress.com, that's OTTOpress.com/2009, hacked-wordpress-backdoors will explain the backdoors that they typically come through, and you want to take a look at that. Then additional resources are over at the sitecheck.security.net scanner and the www.unmaskparasites.com. And then finally, of course, the blog.security.net/2012/03/wordpress-understanding-its-true-vulnerability.html. And if we don't have enough links here, the last would be codex.wordpress.org/hardening_wordpress. And all of these are great resources you might want to optimize your site with. Now, in the news, SEO is ramping up, and Google News is a great way to get your news out. And so News SEO from Yoast is a premium plugin that you can use to actually maximize your news at Google News. Now, I will say it's kind of pricey. It's $69 for one site, $129 for five sites, $249 for 20 sites. Our bulk pricing starts at $499. The News SEO plugin for the WordPress SEO plugin helps you do all the things that allow you to optimize your site for Google News. It creates XML news sitemaps, editor picks, RSS feeds, and allows for use of the standout tag and meta news keyword tags, as well as helping you to optimize for a more advanced XML news sitemap option like stock tickers. Now, while this plugin won't submit your site to Google News for you, it will help you optimize your WordPress site to appear as often and in the best possible way in Google News and in the universal search results. And you can get more information over at yoast.com/WordPress/plugins/news.SEO. Now, yesterday and today, there has been some significant news for the WordPress project, and we now have two new lead developers who are stepping down from their leadership in the WordPress project, and two of the long-term leads who are stepping down after giving us outstanding tenures of assisting in the steering of this ship we call WordPress. Yesterday, it was announced that Helen Husandi and Dion Hulse are now lead developers of the WordPress project. And that announcement, we learned today, is tied to another, that Peter Westwood and Ryan Boren are stepping down from their lead developer roles. Peter and Ryan have both been enormously influential on the project. Ryan has been committing to the WordPress code base for over 11 years, in other words, since the beginning of WordPress, and has commits of more than 7,961, according to OpenHub, and that's more than anyone else. Now, Peter has been committing for 7 years and has 1,261 commits to his name. However, a lead developer's influence goes well beyond the commit because they are guardians of the project. And so both Ryan and Peter have been more quiet lately than years past. And Andrew Nyson describes it like this, that, you know, these elder providers who had led WordPress from the beginning have been more quiet, and we need more people who are the fresh blood that's coming in. And so we welcome these that are starting to lead today the WordPress project, which are going to bring us new code, new UX, new ways of expanding the platform we call WordPress. Press, and we thank both Ryan and Peter for their contribution. Now, just about 48 hours ago, users support at WordPress.org reported a malware injected into their sites from an unknown source. The vulnerability allows for an iframe to be injected, redirecting to the 203 Coco site. The script looks like something like script, then a bracket, cdata, pound, if navigator user agent match, MSIEI document, WR site, div style position left, you know, blah, 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 iframe. And then the link goes to http://coco.eu/hjnmfh/ipframe2php. And this is obviously a malware script that has been placed on WordPress sites, so look for that as this bogus iframe. After working together to determine the plugins that they had in common, users identified FancyBox for WordPress as the weak culprit. It has since been temporarily removed from the WordPress plugins directory, as it hasn't been updated for 2 years and poses a security threat to all users. So my word to you today is that while about 500,000 of these plugins have been downloaded, there's probably thousands of WordPress sites still using it. There is no current patch available, so anyone running FancyBox for WordPress need to turn it off immediately. Well, that wraps up today's news from WordPress. Let's now move to our WordPress use focus as we continue our conversation about making your WordPress site perform better. In today's WordPress focus, I'm asking all to listen to more of what we are talking about last week, strengthening and hardening your WordPress along with making it perform to the max. So let's dig in to page two. Step one is to use site-wide caching. Consider how often you want the cache to refresh so the feed is up to date. For a high-traffic site, you can also use server caching. The way you do this will depend upon your server configuration, so it's something you need to speak to your hosting provider about. The most popular plugin for caching WordPress sites is W3 Total Cache, which works great, and it just depends on what specific options you need. And it has several variables, and it's worth testing all of them to see if your site receives the traffic you want, and you can see which one makes the most difference in your site speed. One little nugget of truth about the W3 Total Cache: many people think that memcaching is the fastest, yet studies have shown that just running it right off of the server disk is actually a faster delivery of the cache. And so instead of using memcache, use disk caching. Now, memify your code. As well as caching your pages, you would also want to memify your CSS and your JavaScript files. Now, within W3 Total Cache, you can do this. But if you don't like the way it does the memification, you can also just get rid of all the extra carriage returns and spaces to make your CSS and JavaScript files easier to work with. Or if you don't want to memify without caching, you could be using Better WordPress Memify plugin. Now, the key is to ensure your code being efficient. As well as caching your web pages, you want to speed up your website by ensuring that your plugins and themes are coded in a way which is as fast and efficient as possible. This will include minimizing HTTP requests. Every time a browser has to make a request for an asset on a page, it takes time. And one of the biggest culprits making your speed increase is calling for images. Make sure that your theme and plugins don't use images where they should be using code. For example, using images for solid color backgrounds or rounded corners could be easily achieved in CSS and you don't have to use images. And of course, for small screens, using PHP to prevent sliders or other assets with lots of images from loading unless they've been designed for the small screen. In other words, it's already been turned into a responsive slider. Load style sheets at the top of the page in the head section. Now, this doesn't generally speed up your page load time, but it won't decrease it, and it will make the page appear to load more quickly to users who might worry if the content loads before the styling kicks in. Your theme's header PHP file should be loading the style sheet early on. Now, load all scripts at the bottom of the page. Scripts loaded at the top of the page will block other downloads, such as images and other assets, and it will likely be that your script's functionality won't be needed until the rest of the page is loaded, so you should ensure that your plugins code your own plugins to load scripts in the footer. Instead of using the WNQ script function, you should use the CSS and JavaScript that are external to the page. Inline CSS is particularly very bad practice, and external scripts will load faster than those in the page as the external files are cached by the browser. In both cases, it is also more efficient a way of coding, as your theme may need to access styling or script. Forms. In both cases, it is also a more efficient way of coding, as your theme may need to access styling or scripts forms more than one template file. Avoid redirects where possible. Redirects using a 301 or 302 status code slows things down, as the user has to wait for the browser to be redirected before anything starts to load. If you do have to use redirects on your website, combine them with caching of those pages. Make sure you use a trailing slash after internal links. A link without a trailing slash actually points to nothing, but browser will assume that it points to the correct link with the trailing slash, and force a redirect to that URL, slowing down the page load time. If you are working with an existing site and think some old links don't have trailing slashes, you can force trailing slashes in your htaccess file. If you're not comfortable doing this, the least you can do is ensure that all of your links in navigation menus have trailing slashes. Always call functions correctly and attach them to the right hook. The codecs that WordPress provides will help you identify which hook to use with which function. Getting this right will ensure your function loads at the right time. Minimize the number of queries on a page and create custom queries as efficiently as possible. Don't use WP query if you want to modify the main query. Use pre-get host hook instead. For completely new queries, use the WP query clash, and beware of using this too many times on a page. There are more ways in which you can make your code more efficient as possible, but these are just some that will help get the best results for the least effort. Now, for more information on this, you can see the codecs page on WordPress optimization. Now, another trick is to keep your site backed up. There's one thing that will help you avoid major headaches is to install a plugin that regularly backs up your site without any input from you. You don't have to rely on yourself to do this manually, and chances are you'll forget the day before your server goes down or your site gets hacked, and you won't have it up to date, and you won't have an up-to-date backup. There are plenty of backup plugins out there, and here are some pointers to help you choose the right one. Your plugin must let you create an automated backup schedule, preferably with the frequency of backups dictated by you. Now, consider how easy a plugin makes it to restore your site when you need it to. Lots of them, especially the free ones, make it easy to take backups, but it's not as easy to restore. So think about what you want your backups to do when you store them and how you want to use them when you need to back them up and restore from them. Now, others email you a backup and some store it on your server. And, you know, this is fine if your server doesn't fail because of that backup. Some backups are so large that they could actually crash the server. So before you store it on your server, you need to see how big that is. Others allow you to use third-party services like Dropbox. So the best ones give you a choice, and you want to make sure you test each one to see which works best. Now, a good backup plugin is worth spending money on, in my opinion. If it takes you a long time to restore your site in case of disaster, then it's time you could be earning, so you may lose financially, but this will depend on the type of site you're running and whether you have any budget for backup. Now, for more, you can read a post that provides tips on backup plugins, find a review of backup plugins, and pick your plugin and configure it for automatic backups and store them somewhere that's secure that won't bloat out your server. This needs to happen without any involvement from you, and some things to consider is schedule different backups at different frequencies. For example, you might back up your database and uploads daily and your files weekly. Think about the times and the days when you do most of the work on your website and schedule backups just after these days or times. And alternatively, run backups in the middle of the night so you won't be in the middle of working on a site when they're going through that backup. Now consider how often you want to back up your site, the frequency with which you need to take backups. Read on how to do a restore with your chosen plugin so that you're prepared for when the worst happens. And then make sure you can access your backups when you're away from your office. The last time I had to restore my site was on vacation when I was out on the beach. It wasn't the best time to spend the first day of my vacation. Didn't make my family too happy either, but at least I could access everything from my iPhone and restore my site quickly. Now, the key is for any WordPress site is to be hosted on the very best WordPress hosting. Beware of the bigger names like GoDaddy WordPress Hosting, which is nothing but a glorified version of WordPress.com. It's reinvented and repackaged as major shared hosting, and there you don't even get the higher speeds or you don't get a cPanel. What you need is a true WordPress-optimized, lightning-fast processing server. What you need is an SSD hosting server that has been upgraded in both its Apache and MySQL and PHP versions to enable global gzip compression of all site content before it hits the browser. This speeds up your delivery performance incredibly. And Hosting-Master, our sponsor, is just such a host. Check them out at hosting-master.com. Now, I hope you will think about the ways I've told you today to maximize your WordPress performance. All of these tips help maximize your effectiveness and efficiencies in managing your WordPress site. Now, if you have any questions about increasing the performance or professionalism or the successfulness of your website, call Coach Ken Freeman for your own private consult. Now, let's turn to page 3. This is our Q&A, and to ask me a question, send me an email to support@awebstore.com or text your question to 903-926-2607. So let's turn over to page 3. As we begin this Q&A, the first question that we have comes about shared hosting. Bill writes, "My DreamHost shared hosting is horribly slow with my WordPress site. They recommend switching to a VPS. Any experience with that?" Well, the best thing that anyone can do is to host your WordPress site on an optimized hosting company that runs SSD servers for WordPress hosting. And, as mentioned earlier, you need to look for a host that gives you gzip compression before all of the files are handed to the browser. You can go over to hosting-master.com to learn more about real WordPress hosting. Now, let's talk about a question that came in about logging in. Alosi is having login problems. He says, "Hi all, I am currently having issues logging into my website. It keeps displaying the login page to all users, including admin. I need help, please. Thanks." Well, first, if it were me, I would hide the login from any link on the website. Secondly, I would customize the login rather than use the default login. And then I would also write a way in the HT access rules to limit who could access the WP admin. On our sites, we limit it to the support team and myself and the owner of the site. Our third question comes about security for the site. Vanessa asks, which security plugin is the best to use? She says, can you tell me what you recommend to add to a WordPress site for security, or which plugins you would like? Well, I have used all-in-one WP Security and Firewall. That's over at WordPress.org plugins, all-in-one security and firewall. I find a combination of WordFence and Security works well without conflicts. And having said that, the most important thing you need to do is always update your plugins, your theme, and your WordPress. And if you need help with that, then ask about our site-keeper.com, who provides WordPress management of your website through remote control of your updates. Now, in the fourth question, Lisa writes, should I delete or not delete? She's talking about the fact she's working on a WordPress site for the client, and it's a complete redesign, and I've added Genesis, and I'm using a Genesis theme, and the client is removing a lot of unneeded content from the site in order to make it more streamlined and to the point. My question is, should I leave all the unnecessary plugins and just deactivate them, or should I delete them? Well, frankly, my approach to any WordPress work is to remove and delete any plugin not needed and is not in use. Any plugin can be easily reinstated if need be, but keeping those old inactive plugins around just means that you're asking hackers to jump into your website. So I urge owners to be proactive, not reactive, and get rid of all those old unused plugins. Now, Billy asked a question about scheduling. I would recommend Appointment Calendar Premium. I've used this on the life-options.org site for scheduling appointments. It costs $99 for use on one site. It gives you customizable business hours, holidays, and time off, unlimited staff and services, customized appointment notifications, reoccurring appointments, Google Calendar Sync, PayPal integration, staff calendar access, and it's translation ready. CP Appointment Calendar is another robust appointment calendar. It is a WordPress plugin that allows you to define available time slots that can be booked. It's integrated with PayPal for receiving booking payments, and it's pretty useful for booking management, like appointments for lawyers or teachers or doctors, veterinarians or beauticians and so forth, for any kind of activity that is developed with a specific schedule during the day. The professional version is only $25, and it allows to disable PayPal payments, to be used as a widget, it's multi-site compatible. It includes all future updates and improvements to this version, and includes 60 days of technical support. Now, there's a free version, but you're forced to use PayPal to accept payments for all bookings. Now, the next question asks, what would it cost to convert a 25-page to a custom WP theme? There will be several custom post types needed to support news and 3 pages of tabular data. Well, friend, I would say that anything like this where you're asking about the cost of a website, it's like building a house. Before we would ever commit to build a site, I would want to research and find out about your company, find out what you're really wanting to do, and then we could provide you a finished cost to do the website. When you have someone build a site on the hour, you're asking for higher prices. If we were to quote a site for you, we would quote it on a per job basis and then give you the sign-offs and give you the ability to append that program, because you are going to build a site and you don't know how it's going to be until it's absolutely finished. Then in our last question, it's about WordPress backup. Now, I've been using a WP backup plugin, but it started recently to present errors, he says. So I need a simple solution to backup several WordPress sites on a weekly basis. After trying many others, I've found the two most reliable to be Backup Buddy and Updraft Plus for multi-sites. Well, of course, you can also use your cPanel. And if you're on a Linux server, you can always use the backup wizard inside of cPanel to backup the full site. Further, you can install WP Duplicator to clone an entire site for a test dummy site. Well, I believe that ends our Q&A for this week. It's been fun having another show. I hope you will tell your friends about us and subscribe while you're here. And let's grow together in our knowledge of WordPress. And thanks to listening to our WordPress Help Desk today. Talk to you next week.
been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.